following program is sponsored by Learn to Succeed, LLC. It's not right-wing radio. It's not left-wing radio. It's think-wing radio. Welcome to the Mike Honig Show. And now, Mike Honig.
Good afternoon and good lunchtime, and welcome to the Mike Honig Show. Welcome to the Think Wing. This is talk radio without an agenda, and it's your talk show. I'm a left-of-center guy, but I want to hear your opinion, whether I agree with you or not. We can talk, discuss, argue politely, and respectfully agree to disagree. I want to hear from you. And the talk doesn't have to be about politics. It can be interesting ideas, observations, articles you've read, interesting experiences or stories. There's more to talk about out there than just politics. But, as it happens, today we're probably going to talk politics. My interview guest today is former Houston Mayor Bill White. As you may know, Mayor White is the Democratic nominee for governor of Texas, and I talked with him by phone a couple of weeks ago. We discussed his thoughts about education in Texas and education generally. We're going to play that interview for you, and then we'll open the phone line so you can call in with your thoughts either on Mayor White's opinions of education or yours or anything else you might want to talk about. Remember that the call-in number is 713-9650-650. That's 713-9650-650. And let's see, interesting topics in the news today. For perhaps the first time in history, American troops marched through Red Square. Some Russians weren't particularly happy about it. They felt it was a little insulting. But on the other hand, it actually shows a thaw in U.S.-Russian relations, and I think a lot of people feel that's a good thing. There's been a lot of talk about the space program and President Obama's ideas on where we go forward from here. So that can certainly be an interesting topic of discussion. And President Obama spoke at a Virginia university, I believe it was Hampton University, and he made an interesting comment about information with all of our different distractions and diversions being more about entertainment than information, and how to some extent we've all suffered from that in terms of how we treat the information we get. So we are going to get ready for the interview with Bill White. We'll be ready in a minute, and remember, we're going to have to, or rather, when you want to call in, it's going to be 713-9650-650, 713-9650-650, and we're ready for Bill White. Our guest today on CNN 650 News is Bill White, the former three-term mayor of Houston. Bill is now the Democratic candidate running for governor of Texas against incumbent Rick Perry. Bill will be joining us by phone to talk about the state of education in the state of Texas. Welcome to the show, Bill.
It's great to be with you.
I would like to start with this because I kind of like to know a little personal background.
Sure.
What life experiences do you feel brought you to the political and educational philosophies you have?
Well, sure. You know, each of us is a product of people who've come before us who have instilled in us values and experiences that we can't understand until we get a little older and we see our kids grow up. You know what I mean, Mike?
Yep.
And in this case, my parents, my dad had two jobs while I was growing up. He worked hard. He was a vet from World War II. He got an education through the GI Bill, and then he put time in teaching and coaching and ministering in the public schools. My mom was raised by a mother, single, who dropped out of school when she was in junior high to work, and she had a dream that her daughter would be able to get a college education. She was, and she went into teaching as well. So my uncles and aunts, they were soldiers and teachers, people in law enforcement, but teaching was a big part of that. And I saw what a difference it could make. And then in my own case, I went to a great public school, was able to get an American Legion scholarship, so I wasn't limited by finances as much in the college I was able to attend, and that opened a lot of doors for me.
So,
now, for people in my generation, your generation, an education was less important than it is today. Every day that goes by, it becomes more competitive in that global economy. You know that.
Yes, absolutely. And I have to say, on one of your other comments, I heard a joke recently that I like. You have to teach your kids as much as you can before they know everything.
Exactly.
It sounds actually sort of coincidentally like your family has been mainly in public service, at least for the last couple, three generations.
They have. I mean, I was the one who was the entrepreneur and business person. And, you know, I love that. Actually, I enjoy building businesses as much as anything that I enjoy, myself. But public service is a part of it, and those who educate the next generation are always doing some of the most important work there is to do. So I want to thank those who are educators, and the most, and remind all the listeners that the most important educator, as you referred to, is the parent.
Yep. Yep. And I'm just going to take a moment here to let listeners know that you are listening to the Mike Honig Show on CNN 650 News and CNN650.com. You say your parents were teachers. I was curious to know what your parents taught, what subjects they worked in, and how did that specific experience affect your current ideas and feelings about education?
Well, it was a type of teachers that were. They wanted to make a living, but they were in teaching to make a difference. They were both talented people, people who thought this was a way that they could contribute. Faith was a big part of their lives. My dad was somebody who, even after becoming an administrator, continued to teach in the classroom, even though he wasn't paid any extra for that work because that was his passion. Both my mom and dad were the kind of teachers who would have the kids, some struggling, some gifted, they come to our house from time to time so that they could discuss ideas and help them in any way that they can. So I sure saw a lot of students involved there. They both got involved in extracurricular activities. And above all, you know, they showed me by what they were able to accomplish, by the number of people who come up to me and told me that their lives had been transformed by my parents. They showed me the importance of the classroom teacher.
Actually, I totally understand. I've known teachers or known kids with teachers that they have kept in contact with for many years, and in some cases, decades. And I think teaching, if I'm using the word properly, is not so much a vocation as an avocation. And a good teacher is worth their weight in gold.
Exactly. And so that, my mom taught English, and, you know, she was an old school diagram sentences, do written work. Should read the written work. It wasn't this multiple choice stuff. You know what I'm talking about. It was work. And my dad taught history and social studies. And I would say that one lesson is for what I'm doing next in life. We need to recruit and retain excellence in our classroom, and there's no substitute for that in the performance of schools.
And
people come up with all sorts of gimmicks and schemes, and there's a soup of the day in education. But when you get down to it, it boils down to a good teacher in the classroom, good leadership and administration to retain those teachers, parental involvement. Those are the things that make a difference in education. And we need a governor. We need a leader of the state who, just like I did during the hurricanes, will focus the community on the best strategies to accomplish those things. When you accomplish those things, you'll have a good school.
And, of course, part of getting the best teachers is to offer them a decent wage, and part of getting parental involvement is, in some cases, to make them feel obligated to engage, or as Homer Simpson once said, guilt them into it.
Exactly. I mean, and it's a sudden example. And look, we all know that there's no handbook on how to be a parent that we're issued as soon as people get married or reach a certain age, childbearing age. It's all a matter of peer group pressure and education and awareness. Most people want a better life for their kids. A lot of people who haven't not had the experience or benefit of a great education may not know the importance of, say, reading to a young person at ages from birth to ages three. just now we're beginning to learn that perhaps the most valuable education of all occurs at kindergarten and pre-kindergarten. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, personality formation
starts very early. Cognitive skills. That's why having early childhood education is one of the best investments that we can make. And if you believe it, like I do, that English is the language of commerce, that it's wonderful, a great gift to be bilingual.
I agree.
When people all over the world are learning English because that's the language of the Internet, it's the language of science, it's the language of commerce, then we find that in those families where English is not the first language spoken at home, having that pre-K and K is critically important to giving the foundation so that the kids can begin in first grade and not being behind.
You know, my grandparents were immigrants, as many people in this country have grandparents who are immigrants. And I believe strongly that English must be the first language of anyone born here. And certainly they need to be fluent in a second language if they're going to live here. But I absolutely believe that it's essential to try to preserve the old country's language in the children. In my family, we lost five languages, and that's just a shame.
That's just a shame. And, you know, we need to preserve that, but you hear what I say, too. And listen, I say this not to, you know, this is a radio show for general broadcast. I've said it to, advocacy groups for diversity that, we need to make sure that we have the underpinning of the basic language skills.
Absolutely.
And it's been found that exposure to reading and vocabulary in English before first grade is a critically important part of doing that. And we all have a stake in this. By the way, we all have a stake in this. This is not, I'm not talking about just something, soft-hearted and fuzzy-headed. When somebody is better educated, they make more money. They spend more money, they save more money, and they invest more money.
And I
hear these politicians talk about, I'll be blunt, in the last administration and this administration in Washington, you heard people say, well, Americans need to spend more because then the spending will help the economy. I say I would rather see the government not stimulate consumption by incurring debt, but let's invest in people so over the long run, they can have more skills, and then they can make the decisions whether to spend more or to save more. Either way, we'll be better off.
And actually, I think that aside from the economic benefits of a good education, I think it makes for a more interesting intellectual life. We are going to take a brief break, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes with Bill White here on CNN 650 News Radio, and we'll start getting into some of the nitty-gritty of Texas education policy. We'll be right back.